Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
It's Galentine's Day.
Yay!
There is a little celebration going on tonight. Our next guest is going to be at Helium Comedy Club. There's a show this evening. I have two different things. It says 7:30 here. It says 8 o'clock there. I don't know. Let's find out what the deal is. Please welcome Sid Wilder.
Yeah! For having me, and thank you so much for my Quest bars. They're my favorite.
We were doing a little research, and I saw that every freaking morning I have those.
They're so good. Right? What's your fave?
Well, that chocolate chip.
Isn't it the best?
It's the best because it's the closest to the source. You know, sometimes they say it tastes just like it. This tastes just like cookie dough.
It really does. And if you put it in the microwave for like 5 seconds, oh my gosh.
Really?
10 seconds, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a letdown when it's like petrified a little bit. You want it to be the real cookie dough consistency. So that's cool.
Yeah.
But this is very cool that we were just talking about actually Galentine's Day and this whole thing.
Yes.
You're doing the anti-Valentine's Day, which I guess is what it was sort of constructed to be.
Yeah, I am. I'm really excited. It's my first show back in stand-up in 5 years.
Wow. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Why the big lapse in
time? I got
time
married,
there?
And I just got my divorce final. So now congratulations, right?
There you go.
You
tied them both together.
Yeah.
Married and divorced in 5 years.
Yeah, well, I was only married 2 years, but my divorce took 3.
Wow.
Yeah, and when I agreed to do my stand-up show, I didn't even know my divorce was going to be final. It was just something to like get my mind off of like the divorce, and I was like, it's a challenge, I'm up for it, let's do it. Mm-hmm. And so
it timed out.
Yeah. And so here we go. I'm single now and I'm excited. It's my first single Valentine's Day.
Oh really?
Yeah,
officially single.
Well, legally.
Okay.
Yeah,
there may have been lapses, but otherwise this thing is started to take off. We're actually planning for next year. We'd like to do a full-blown Galentine's thing because it's, but it doesn't. A lot of people have a misconception that it's you have to be single to it helps, but it's not necessary, right?
No, and especially if it's a Galentine's Day thing. I mean, come on, you just have fun.
Yeah,
like, love your girls or love your bros. You know, whatever you're into.
Now you've done a lot of stuff, obviously, with Funny or Dying. YouTube videos that are very popular. But you came in at, I guess, early on in your life. Were you a singer?
Oh my gosh, you did so much research. I'm like, wow, do you love me, Steve? I love you.
We want to make sure we give you the credit that you're due.
Thank you,
so,
Steve.
The word has it that you were a singer.
I was.
And that you were actually offered a contract in Nashville.
I was, yeah.
All right, so how old were you about that time?
14.
So country music, you're from Georgia, right?
I am.
Yeah.
I am. I moved to L.A. when I was 16.
Right.
And the contract would tie me down for like 5 to 10 years, and it just wasn't like worth it at the time. And
you loved it, but you weren't madly in love with singing.
I mean, I definitely love singing, but yeah. My passion was acting. I got the bug, and I like stuck with it, and
All
you
right.
know.
I have a question. You moved to LA when you were 16 from Atlanta. Was this a family decision to help you in your acting career?
Great question. So my sister got a centerfold in Playboy.
Okay.
And my mom got a job. And my mom's like a celebrity baby nurse. She's actually here.
Ah, that's awesome.
I know. And and then I got a scholarship to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts.
Okay.
And I just went there. And, you know, so it was a family decision. It wasn't just like, oh, I want to do it. And
okay. Well, I wasn't sure. I mean, like, I've seen people where they're like, they have a really talented kid. And they're like, you know what? We're spinning our wheels here. Let's go and let's really give it a shot. But
I don't think I was that talented. At that point, I don't think I was that talented at all.
but you all, the entire family had, you saw your opportunity in Los Angeles.
We did. Oh my gosh, you have a great radio voice.
Well, thank you.
Right?
Okay, well, that's cool. So you went out there and started acting and modeling as well?
I did. I fell into modeling. It was never something I wanted to do. I was actually doing photography at the same time when I moved out to Los Angeles.
Like 50 million different things. But you were actually studying with some heavy hitter acting coaches, right?
The most intense ones, yeah.
I mean, like full like method stuff, right?
Yeah, it was intense.
Because I think you're naturally funny. So my perception is, when you're in a class doing some of those exercises or the way we see them portrayed, it would be hard to not laugh.
Oh, yeah. There's so many moments that I had in there, you know, because like you have to be like, no, okay, think of yourself as a dog and you're responding to a flea, you know, and it's like that's like you need to get in that headspace.
Yeah.
And so you just have to like I've heard some of the dumbest stuff ever, but I just take it like it is now because, you know, like artists are weird and you're just going to have to deal with their weirdness and whatever. But man, there's been so many moments where I'm like, keep it together.
Sure.
In my very, very brief college career, I did take an acting class because I thought it'd be easy and I never tried it before, but like day one, They try to get it out of the way, the uncomfortable stuff. Like, we're going to be touching each other.
Yeah.
And then they had to sit in front of each other and touch each other's faces.
Yeah.
And do this stuff because you have to get rid of this laughing, this is stupid, this is uncomfortable, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Is it like the acting version?
They try to get it out of the way.
Like Paris Island, they tear you down so that you can, you know.
Oh, of course they love to do that. Yeah. They love to, like, figure out what your emotional triggers are and then use it against you so they can feel better about themselves because their career didn't take off.
Yes.
But, yeah, that's so exactly what they do.
That gave you an appreciation of this as well, and you wanted to be the serious actress, and you've done a number of things, but you also ended up in I Love Genre Stuff. Yeah. You were in Piranaconda.
Oh, my gosh. That's hysterical. Yeah. I haven't heard that word in so long.
Right.
So, yes, yeah. I was. Piranaconda. One of my greatest films, actually, to date.
People such as myself, those are wonderful.
He loves those.
I love those things. You know, and who was in that? Was it John Schneider?
Oh my gosh, yes. And then T.J. Walker.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
And so I was like, why does this guy have his own dressing room? And, like, who is this? Like, he was hysterical, but he was, like, he was a character, one.
But it's so on those things where they look like they're, I mean, they're fairly cheap budgets.
They are the worst budget ever.
But they're intentionally so,
yeah,
right? When you're making it, are you laughing or are you thinking, well, this is just a stepping stone?
Well, I was definitely thinking it was a stepping stone, but I was freezing my ass.
Yeah, you can say ass.
Okay, good. I've been cursing so much this morning. I'm like, oh, well, I'm not kid friendly. I'm trying to become radio friendly. My podcast, I can curse all I want.
Right.
But I was like in this trailer with this other girl and we were sharing it and it was freezing on the beach. And I mean, when I say trailer, I mean like a Winnebago with like a partied out sombrero that like probably had there was something going on in it. I don't know.
Where did they shoot in Vancouver?
Oh, no. We shot on the beach in Malibu.
Oh, because they didn't even travel, really.
But it's always super, like, you know, I did my own hair and makeup. It's, you know, it was one of those gigs.
One of our listeners texted in and asked if you were the girl at the end of This Is the End.
I was.
With Michael Cera, yeah.
My lines got cut.
When that happens, because I have an actor friend in L.A., and he was in Men in Black 2, and he shot entire scenes, and they were completely cut out.
Yeah.
Are you still proud of how that went, or did you just, it's a part of my past? I'm in the movie, sort of, but not really.
Well, here's my problem. So my sister worked with Seth Rogen, too, and she actually worked with Lisa Kudrow, and, like, she was on The Comeback, okay?
Yeah.
And so my problem is my sister has that whole moment with him and her, and I didn't get any lines in This Is the End. Like, what is that? You know what I mean?
But you got them. I mean, you know that you had them. It's just not everybody else gets to see it.
No, I was, like, glorified extra, basically.
What do they do with that footage? Are you able to access that footage?
No.
Sons of bitches.
Never. Nope. Oh, it's done.
Yeah.
It's
just, it goes into the ether.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
But, well, so what gave you the idea to start, and start doing your own videos with Funny or Die and the YouTube stuff?
Great question. What was
the impetus for that?
So I got over, I heard, you know, because I didn't know anything. I knew about how to take still photos, but I didn't know anything about video. When you add audio into stuff, obviously, it's like a whole different game.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all of these people are blowing up these Viners and like YouTubers. Like, I need to figure out how to do that. So in 2012, I had this idea of how to take a slutty selfie, and I didn't know how to produce it. So I was like, how do I? And I put it on my Instagram just recently, and that was my first video I ever did. And it, you know, kind of blew up. And so I was like, okay, how do I keep producing these videos? Because I took the sketch comedy writing class at Second City.
Yeah.
And, you know, went to the Groundlings, UCB. I did all that.
That's good training.
It is good training. But, like, in order to produce it and keep that consistent, it's a lot of work. So you have to, like, have a really good editing schedule. And you have to, like, you know, be very focused.
Are you doing all the editing and all this? That's yourself?
I do.
That's
now.
Awesome.
I didn't then. I didn't know what to do. I was, like, working on how to, like, how does Adobe Premiere Pro work? Like, how to, like, this is a whole different language. You know,
right. Did you go take classes for that stuff?
I did.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
It's a lot of work, mm-hmm. and no one understands that because just learning the craft of it, learning timing, learning comedy, and even just like knowing how to do stand-up comedy versus sketch comedy, it's completely different, you know, types of comedy. But then when you're trying to put that out there online, learning how to do social media, you know, and like learning how to edit, it's a different process. You have to be really motivated to get it all done.
Your stuff took off, and I was, you know, just kind of reviewing a lot of it last night, You're quickly likable,
but
you're bringing a sensibility that I think appeals to, you know, though there's obviously women can draw a lot from what you're doing. It grows across everything.
Thank you.
I think there's one of the titles I basically teaching how to do a proper D pick so that it's appreciated.
Oh, I love how, because we've been saying the D word all morning because closing my show with a D montage. So, because I get a lot of D picks in my DMs, and I was like, you know what? This is not fair. So many of them.
They still show up.
It's like it's raining D picks.
Yeah. Are they always impressive? The impetus, what kills me is that do guys still think that's. Do you know what's the mindset?
Well, I don't know.
I have no idea. I just really want to know what the guy was thinking. I had this one guy send me a naked yoga video, like full on naked, and like different angles too. One was like the rapid fire breathing, and the other one was like a headstand, which low key might be in the montage that I made with the Titanic music playing in the background. My heart will go on.
Is there a minimum as far as being, you know, all right, you should at least be 5 inches if you're going to send a picture.
I just feel like, why don't you put some more thought behind it? Like, if you had quest bars like this, you know what I mean? Something like this would be good.
For reference.
Yeah. I would be like, I love this photo. You know what I mean? Like, how they're thinking of me.
Right.
You know,
right.
Instead of having next to a Coke can. Like, I don't drink Coke.
It's Coke can or the TV remote.
Yeah.
Those are the things, right? Because, and those are the laziest things to go for. The Coke is what you're drinking while you're watching TV. No. And the remote is what you're using to watch TV.
Steve, they're doing that for size comparison, so you can have something to compare it to. Right, video can tell lies.
I have a joke about that, too, because I posted recently. I was like, okay, you guys, put a ruler next to it. Yeah. You know, tell me your criminal history. Show me everything that you, like, you know, screenshotted or Googled in the last 5 to 10 days. Don't request. Oh, sorry.
We have CD pick. It's
sorry,
okay, though.
D-pick.
You get one, yeah.
I get one.
Yeah, yeah.
I get one. D pick. Oh, but I caught myself a little late, but I still caught
it. It's okay. You're still a pro. We appreciate it.
I wasn't warned before I came on.
No, you're doing a great job.
All right. So
continue. You still get you still get a lot of them.
I still get a lot of them. So you guys send them.
You were
with a ruler.
You were doing yoga in one of your videos, and is that why you think the guy keyed off the yoga thing?
You know, I just want to talk to him and go, hey, honey, why did you think it was appropriate to send me this?
Right,
you know,
right.
There's so many girls that have different, like, I'm awful, too, because I'll just, like, have one pulled up. Because they happen to me when I'm, like, going to an audition or doing a pod. Like, I get them at the worst possible time.
Yeah.
So, like, when I'm with my mom, I just show her without saying anything. Because
oh my God.
Because I'm awful. I'm like, Mom, look at this.
Oh, we do that. Great. We do that. Because we get stuff sent like that. All that stuff sent to us all the time.
Do you really?
Because it's, you know, we our subject matter can float around and we go into the questionable, you know, fairly frequently. But we'll get stuff like that, and it's part of work. So it's like, hey, take a look at this.
Yeah.
It's like a PowerPoint presentation.
I can never do that with my mom. No way. At what point in your life did those walls come down between you and your mother?
I don't think there was any ever boundaries with me and my mom. We're
her
like
sister
best
was
friends.
A centerfold.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
By the way, what's her name so I can look up her naked picture?
Well, she no longer does anything Playboy related, but her name is Spencer Scott.
She's an adult film actress. Yeah,
she is.
Yeah,
really.
She is.
There was a video with you and her, and you guys have the. I think it's a really you guys. Clearly get a kick out of each other.
We're so funny together, but we are like oil and vinegar. Like, we don't get along all the time. We either really love each other or really hate each other.
You would not know that from the videos.
I know.
Yeah.
We were in a good place then.
Okay. Is she older than you? Or?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow. That's her vagina. I can say that word.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Is that wild?
Yeah.
Sid, you're on Instagram a lot. You post stories. Do you have a love relationship with Instagram or a love-hate relationship?
I'm honestly thinking my relationship with Instagram is a little too intimate sometimes. I care a lot about Instagram, and you just stop caring.
Yeah, like, it becomes obsessive.
Yeah.
And the checking, and you can find useful information in your direct messages, or you can find D-pics.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a great way to promote yourself, but it also can become really addicting.
Yeah, I have to, like, that was so good about this set, because it, like, had to pull me away from, you know, I was writing, and, you know, of course, when I write my characters and stuff, too, I'm working on that, so I have to be offline.
Sure.
But when you're uploading and stuff, it takes a lot of your time, and you want to know how things perform, and you want to, so it's hard to find the balance, but you can definitely get addicted to it. You have to be very careful.
But I think you probably have a natural savvy for it, because I think you see so many people. We just had, for example, your podcast, which is
Girl Insta-rupted.
Girl
episode
Insta-rupted.
Dropped today.
Yeah, which is very cool.
Thank you.
But I mean, you can bring, you bring a fan base with you, because, you know, people, quote unquote, there's experts how to get your podcast. No, there is no easy method. It just either you work it and it happens or it doesn't. There have been established actors who try to get a podcast working and it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It, it's it's a lot of times it's luck and the attitude and where you're coming from. But you've gotten a lot of traction.
Thank you. I've tried really hard. You know, being vulnerable, I think, is a really big deal. I think you're as honest and authentic as you can possibly be.
I think you're right.
Go.
Yeah.
And that's my method for my podcast.
4,000 more followers on Instagram, and you got 700,000. You get pretty excited when you hit those.
I haven't. I've been stuck in the sixes for so long.
You're close.
I know. It's pretty cool.
Let's give it out while we're on the microphone.
Yeah, by the way, it's S-Y-D Wilder, Syd Wilder.
Thank you, Preston.
And wonderful pictures. You have a lot of fun with them. Not only do you take sexy and cool, you know, modeling shots, but you have a lot of fun with it as well. So.
Yes, you got to throw back to that. Like, I was very unfortunate looking growing up, you know. I had to work for some love. No one was giving that out to me for free, okay? But I was aesthetically challenged, all right?
Well, we remain aesthetically a challenge, so
no, we
appreciate that. You had an interesting life growing up. You were, like, you described it as being split between a country club and trailer park.
Yes.
So explain how that happened.
So my dad obviously was like, he was really well off, but when my parents divorced when I was five, you know, my mom got like nothing and my mom, but full custody. So she did the best that she could with us. And so
she seems to have done a good job.
Thank you. Yeah. She's my Valentine. I'm like, she made me heart sandwiches every day, you know, like she was the best. Like I love her.
So which did you prefer?
Honestly, I love genuine people. I just think genuine people is the best type of people. I want, those are my people.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I don't care if you have money or if you don't have money. Just be a good person.
Right. Self-deprecate. And you were, now both Casey and Kathy were lifeguards. You were a lifeguard as well.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever fall asleep on the stand?
No, but I got in
Me
trouble
neither.
All the time. Oh, wait, did you fall asleep?
Well, I wasn't on the stand. It was an apartment pool and, you know.
Those were like the most boring apartments.
Oh my God, yes.
Apartment complexes.
Were you beach really or pool? Tight.
I was, so I did community, like pool communities and like, you know, big, subdivisions.
Okay.
That's what I did, like outdoors. So like, you know, those fancy places, but I was treated like crap and it was not fun.
Did you save anybody?
I did save a baby.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah,
well, that's cool.
In a kiddie pool. So it wasn't like I was that heroic, you know?
Oh, my God. Wow.
Like knee deep?
You just walked over and picked the kid up.
Yeah.
It was like bobbing for apples.
Yeah, it was like, you gotta be...
We never even put a lifeguard at the baby pool.
Oh, yeah. We did?
No.
Yeah, but I was 14 or 13. I lied about my age in order to take the test and do it because I wanted to get a job that bad. I was like, I want to make money. I need to make money.
Wow. Well, I mean, listen, the test is no joke.
It's serious.
It really is. And so to be able to pass that at 13, 14 years old, I don't know if the standards are the same all over the country, but I thought when you had to tread in the water with a 10-pound brick above your head for a minute, that was super difficult.
Yeah.
At least for me it was.
How old were you when you did
joke.
It?
I was 16.
And you were 13 when you did it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I know. My boyfriend was going to the class at the time, too. He drove me.
Well, well, well.
I've always liked older men.
If you're just jumping in, it's Syd Wilder's here. She's going to be at Helium Comedy Club tonight. You can go to heliumcomedy.com to get the tickets for the special Valentine's or Galentine's Day show, whatever you want to call it. Hobbies, we noticed that dancing is big as well for you.
Preston had a predicament earlier, by the way.
I heard someone wanted to learn how to dance.
Preston is trying to give the gift of like learning to dance with his wife for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I wanted to
Day.
Give her some dance lessons. I don't dance, and I don't even like dancing, but I thought it would be a sweet gift.
That is the most romantic sweet gift ever. You should totally do it.
Thank you. I'm working on it. I got to find the right teacher, but what do you think what should I jump in? What type of dance should we learn right off the bat? And I'm looking for, like, I guess, ballroom style.
Is she good at dancing? Does she like dancing?
She likes to dance, but she doesn't.
Probably
it's not a passion of hers, but, you know.
Well, salsa is always the best.
Oh, do you salsa dance?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's her. She loves, she lives for
this. Yeah, I love salsa. I was like, we could do a salsa dance, you know.
We'd do like a shine together.
Yes, that would be fun. Or you can be the girl, the guy.
I could probably.
Can
get
you
away.
Do it? Can you do it? Can you do? Could you do something now? Is
right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Are we gonna do?
Yeah.
Can
we have cameras.
Are we filming it?
Yeah, we got.
Are you ready? Okay, let's do it. You want to do it?
All right,
now they won't be able to hear music. That's the only
bummer.
Thing.
That's
but,
right.
I can still do it without music.
It.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Love to see that.
All right, go ahead, ladies.
What are we doing?
By the way, you expect your D-pick quotient to pick
let's
up.
Let's do a basic. Let's just do a basic.
You okay.
Guy,
I'll right. Ooh, this is good.
Or Yekomavaz.
Oh, wow.
I like it. All right, so the ladies are standing side by side. I'll do my best to describe this. And they are next to each other whenever you're... Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow. This is a... They're really moving.
That is
their
awesome.
Hips are swaying like crazy.
Wow.
And Syd just did a nice little spin move. and then
together, back, together.
All right.
And that's what you need to learn how to do.
Need to learn how to back together the hips. Yeah. That's going to take a lot of work.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Well done.
Wow. That is a sexy dance.
It's a very
Kathy
sexy
actually
dance.
Had a group.
Good job, girl.
Yeah, Kathy had a group that came out at one of our functions, and they were all doing it, and we were sort of like, yeah. And they started to do it, and I was like, wait a second.
We did capture a video of that, by the way, so we'll post that.
Please.
Yes, absolutely.
You're good. You're really good.
There's some good salsa clubs in the city.
Oh, my gosh.
You probably don't have time while you're here. But...
I haven't slept in 3 days. I want to come back here if, you know, the show goes well, which I have every reason to believe it will, because I know it will.
Yeah.
But, I would love to come back here and spend a little bit more time.
Do you ever go to those salsa congresses?
I don't, but I want to so bad.
Okay, all right.
Is this an actual government deal here, or is there a salsa House of Representatives?
They have them in almost every city, and there is one in Philadelphia, which was like kind of lacking for a while, but somebody else has taken it over. But they're all over the place, so we can meet up in a city and go salsa dancing.
That would be so much fun.
What is Salsa Congress?
Yeah, it's a congress.
It's just people.
So funny. They look so confused. It's so cute. Oh, my gosh.
It's just a big weekend long of salsa dancing and people from
a convention
all over.
You're in Congress with other salsa dancers. I get it now.
But people from all over the country and then all over the world. Like, they'll fly people in from Spain or from London or, you know, wherever, Canada.
Is tango and everything fall in that realm?
Tango is a beautiful dance, but it's so hard. Yeah. I love to look at it, but learning it bores the crap out of me.
You do belly dancing as well.
That was my first job in Los Angeles.
Really?
Yeah, as being like a belly dancer.
Real deal belly dancing.
Yeah.
Can you do the hip thing?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
Well, the hip thing, like a hip drop or like, hang on.
Where, it just doesn't even look real. I mean, like Shakira or whatever. You need
Oh, there you go.
Yes, you can do that. Dear God. That's it. That whap, whap, whap.
Wow. Yeah.
That pow, pow, pow.
Listen, we had Louis Anderson in here. He couldn't do that.
Yeah, that stuff, the shimmies and all that. Yeah, it looks better when you have an outfit on.
Right,
we were out in Hawaii, and Don Ho's daughter did a luau, a hula.
She did a hula, a modern hula dance.
Modern hula dance,
really impressive.
And when people know, when they really know how to dance,
bang,
you know,
bang,
even
bang,
just
bang,
on bang, a on a yeah.
Did you like that?
That was really good.
Do you ever try pole fitness?
I bruise. It looks like I'm in an abusive relationship. You know what I mean? I'm like, I love it. I'm really good at it. I actually have a charity event that I need to reach back out to the people for, but I love it. I'm really good at it. I've always had a stripper pole in my place.
It's really impressive, and people think that automatically it's sexy because it's attached to the word stripper pole, but it's a workout.
It is a workout.
We used to have an event. May I do it again sometime. The Super Pole. And
the Super Pole.
these women would come out and they were like super athletes.
Right.
Like stuff that you would need. Your core strength has to be phenomenal to do what they were doing on this thing. Like, forget the stripper motif. It became like gymnastics. It was wild to watch.
Preston, I think you should do that instead.
Stripper. Yeah. Oh, we all want to see that. Oh, yeah.
Dance class.
Yeah.
So what can people expect with the show that you're putting on?
Great question.
It's a perfect time. We were just talking about the whole Galentine's thing, so it syncs up nicely.
Thank you. So I recently, like I said, just got divorced, so I have a little bit of material about that, and it's all lighthearted and fun. I'm not like a bitter divorcee that's like, I hate men, because I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm not a lesbian yet, but I still like men. I still do. I love you guys. Yeah. I really still do. So I talk about that, and I talk about dating in Los Angeles. What? Dating during a divorce, which is even worse because I have a horrible picker, and I'm just the worst at picking guys. I'm so bad. So, like, all my bad dating experiences.
Really?
And then I end the show with the, you know, my D montage.
That alone.
It's going to be great.
That alone.
Talk about dating in Los Angeles and being in the industry that you're in.
Which is horrible for dating.
We see it so often, especially with people that are tinkering with their face. But it's so ubiquitous in Los Angeles. You just see it everywhere that you used to. The injections, the nips, the tucks, and all that stuff. You look like you haven't had anything done to you.
I've had so much done to me.
Well, you look great.
Then like, honey, everyone's like, why do you keep opening your tongue so much and sticking your tongue? I was like, because I can't lift my forehead. I can't move it. I mean, it's moving a little now because my Botox is a little broken, but I've been getting Botox since I was like 24 or 5.
Well, you look great.
Seriously?
Seriously. Yeah, well, I'm 28.
How come people don't do
the lips?
I won't do the lips because, you know, I do voiceover and like it ruined. Like, I can't enunciate or pronounce anything. It's not, you can outline your lips with lip liner. You don't need to go all, and that's what ages you the most, you guys. Not that you guys care, but
lip liner?
Yeah, well, no, when you have those big duck lips.
Yes.
That just makes you look so bad.
You look like Lisa Rinna.
I love Lisa Rinna, though.
She's awesome.
Her lips are so big. They're very big. It's a style, you know? It just doesn't, I wouldn't recommend that for every girl if they're trying to, like, you know, look youthful.
Once you start, though, and you stop doing it, it actually looks worse. I think, like, Melanie Griffith.
Right. She's so sweet.
She's great, but
and that's what we say about somebody who's had too much work.
She's so sweet. I'm like, I don't want to say anything bad about her.
Bless your heart.
Bless her heart, honey. She tries. She just tries.
But in the end of the day,
that's your southern coming out.
Bless
her heart.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it eventually. Like, it catches up to you, you know, and when you start doing it at 24.
Another thing too is filler. Like, when your face, like, there's a lot of these girls that are getting like these chipmunk, and you know,
it's weird,
so bad, right?
But let me ask you: is it a case? And we thought this because we were at an event a couple of years ago, a radio event out there, and when everyone sort of looks that way, you lose.
Oh my gosh, you're so funny.
You lose context. You know what I'm saying?
You're like, it's a time capsule. I feel like when you go out to Los Angeles, you're like, how old are you really? Yeah. It's like, you don't know.
But I mean, we half expected to be chased down the street with torches, you know, because here we are looking like creatures.
Outworlders.
And these,
but it's like developing.
But everyone looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard. That's why dating is also hard, too, because it's like you. The guys never grow up, and they're so spoiled because, you know, usually the women are pretty kept up.
At that event, I'll never forget, Steve, we were like, did you see the chick serving coffee over there?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God.
Like mega model level, and she's the one handing you your sweet loaf.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
Nuts, man.
Crazy. Right? So what kind of guys do you... it's okay. What kind of... You said you like older guys, but
do
you like guys in the industry or not?
I like guys that are into me and nice to me. I don't care what you do.
Okay.
You know?
That's a good trait.
Yeah. And they have to be very understanding and like supportive of what I do and not bring me down.
Okay.
The second you get in the way of my career, I don't want you in my life.
Okay.
All
right. you got to know what you want.
Yeah.
When you're happy, everyone's happy.
What about an older guy that wants to take you to dance lessons?
I think that's awesome. Okay, I would be so down. I actually went on a dance lesson with the last guy I dated that's over with. And I talk about my show and it's really funny. And I don't want to say the bit, but it's like, it's really funny.
All
you guys want to hear what happened in my last relationship.
Yes. Tonight.
Yes.
Tonight at 7:30 at Helium, so you can get the tickets at heliumcomedy.com and follow her on Instagram. That's a solid... Oh, in fact, we're up a couple thousand now.
There you go.
Yeah, yes. But just when we mentioned it. So there you go.
Thank you.
Sid Wilder, SYDWILDER on Instagram. It's great to meet you. Thanks for coming by here.
You'll come back
sometime, right?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
We'll do more with you next time.
Yes.
Excellent. Sid Wilder, ladies and gentlemen.
Get a whole lot more Preston and Steve at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.